I'm Dr. Richard Isaacson, and I'm a neurologist, director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York Presbyterian, and I'm here with Medscape. So you may have heard the news that Bill Gates has thrown his hat into the ring when it comes to trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Just recently, he actually came out and said for the first time that his father has been suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and he wants to do something to try to make a dent in this condition. He's committed over just about $100 million of his own funds as a first round to try to do something exciting. And while this has really been just a really invigorating piece of news for those that are in the Alzheimer's disease research community, I guess when I heard the news and when I saw the press, I guess a part of me said, you know, this could be a really great opportunity, but is this a missed opportunity? And what I mean by that is it's great and it's super vitally important that we put a lot of heads together, put a lot of money in the ring, and fight for the cure. We need a cure. We need a cure as soon as possible. But while we wait for those cures of tomorrow, using basic science research and using a multi-pronged attack from a variety of companies and philanthropic partners and commercial partners as well, I think we have to realize that while we wait for those cures of tomorrow, maybe we can do something today. And that's when I think about prevention. I have a family history of Alzheimer's disease. I have four family members, also on my father's side. And while I'm invested in Alzheimer's research and enrolling patients that have Alzheimer's disease in clinical trials as we speak, I also focus my day-to-day practice on the possible prevention or risk reduction for people like me and like Mr. Gates that have a family history of Alzheimer's disease. Now, there's no one magic pill or magic potion or magic blueberry that can prevent or reduce risk of Alzheimer's disease by itself. But I do think that there are several evidence-based interventions that can protect cognitive health over time, as well as possibly not just reduce risk, but prevent the disease altogether. In fact, the study out of Lancet Neurology back a few years ago basically suggested that one out of three cases of Alzheimer's disease may be preventable if that person does everything right. And that's exciting. Now, the two out of three cases, well, maybe those cases aren't preventable. But if we can delay it by 6 months, a year, 2 years, or 5 years, and in that time that blockbuster drug comes, well, that person, through lifestyle and other changes, prevented their own Alzheimer's disease. I think sometimes people are very reluctant to use the words Alzheimer's and prevention in the same sentence. But I think today we can do that. And I think more people, like Bill Gates and others, should do that. Because when it comes to semantics, can anyone definitively prevent a heart attack or a stroke 100% of the time? No, we can't. But in the case of Alzheimer's disease, I think we can use the terms Alzheimer's prevention. Heart attack prevention, stroke prevention, Alzheimer's prevention. I think we need to talk about these things. And I hope that one day a public figure stands up and says, I have a family history and I'm doing A, B, C, D, and X, Y, and Z to reduce my risk. Thanks very much. It's Richard Isaacson with Medscape.